You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
And now that unanimous ruling from the Supreme Court that human genes cannot be patented. Synthetic DNA, manipulated or copied pieces of the human genome are still patentable, though. The case was brought against Myriad Genetics, which owned patents on two naturally occurring genes associated with breast and ovarian cancer. Those patents allowed the company to exclusively administer breast cancer tests and set the price too high, according to the plaintiffs. Sandra Park is one of the attorneys in this case for the plaintiffs. She's here with us in the studio. Sandra, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the victory. What do you think it means, and what was Myriad's argument for retaining its patents?
Well, it's a huge victory, partially because of the two genes at stake here, but also because thousands of patents have been issued on human genes. So not just breast and ovarian cancer, but a lot of other conditions, including Alzheimer's disease, colon cancer, and many other conditions we all care about. Myriad's argument was based on patent office policy, which was as soon as you isolate the gene, which simply means removing it from the cell in the body, you have patent rights on that isolated gene. So it does not matter if it comes from you or me or any of the millions of other people in the U.S. That moment of isolation is when the private property rights reached the gene. And so what the court said yesterday very clearly is isolating a gene, removing something from the natural environment, does not make it your invention. And that should have been, I think, self-evident to everyone. But the Patent Office has resisted that argument for three decades.
And the Supreme Court essentially says that isolating a gene is no different than, you know, taking a goldfish out of the pond. It's not anything you invented. It just is a goldfish.
Right. Just as you would not be able to patent the iron that you removed from rock, that's still an element of the periodic table. Or if a doctor removes a kidney for transplant, that kidney, once out of your body, doesn't become the doctor's invention. It's still a human organ. And I think that was the principle reinforced by the court yesterday.
What happens when synthetic genes go back into people for various kinds of treatments and then combine with other aspects of the human genome and become naturally occurring? Does then the intellectual property that produced the treatment, revert to this decision, and all of a sudden we're going to be back in court?
Well, our key argument here was that Myriad patented the naturally occurring genes, and we thought that was simply wrong. It undermined the patent system because you were patenting the fundamental element of human biology that you want scientists to develop. We certainly think that if you manipulate those genes to create new therapeutics, it's transformed. It's not the gene in your body. And other companies can invent around that because they can develop new therapeutics that compete with yours. But with the human genes, you couldn't do that. You couldn't access the fundamental element of human biology. And so that was our argument, that we were trying to restore the patent system by allowing patents to come on later parts of research and development, actual tests, actual drugs.
But eventually, all genes will become part of the genome, and it'll be difficult to determine what are naturally occurring and what actually are descended from synthetic genes.
Well, I think what we've been very focused on are the human genes that you inherit from your parents. I think, you know, we're not yet at the stage that you're talking about. And so that, I think, will certainly present new questions in terms of what the courts will have to grapple with.
Probably a case you could take in your lifetime, I would
think. Maybe.
You're very young here. What do you think this means for patients very specifically?
Well, it'll immediately increase access to genetic testing for patients. We've already heard three companies announce that they plan to offer genetic testing on the BRCA genes, which up to this point they have been unable to do because of Myriad's patents.
Sandra Park is one of the staff attorneys for the ACLU, one of the lead attorneys in the Association for Molecular Pathology versus Myriad Genetics Incorporated. Case decided 9-0 by the Supreme Court in favor of the plaintiffs. Congratulations and thanks, Sandra.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.